This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. This month, another virus hit the headlines, as if we didn't have enough to fret over.
The CDC is warning doctors to be on alert for an outbreak of monkeypox, a rare viral disease typically found in Africa, but now discovered here at home.
Symptoms of monkeypox include fever, nasty bubbly rash, muscle aches, chills. There are now dozens of cases being investigated throughout Europe. That's all we need.
As of Thursday, the CDC said that there were 10 cases of monkeypox scattered across the U.S., but unlike the coronavirus strain we called novel in 2020 when we first saw it in humans, monkeypox is not new. John Cohen is a writer at Science Magazine whose focus is infectious disease. He first covered monkeypox in 1997 during an outbreak of about 500 cases in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
I had to hire my own airplane to fly to Kasai Oriental in Congo, and then I had to go on motorbikes for 5 days into the rainforest looking for cases of monkeypox. It was so remote that unless I brought it back or someone else who was there with the medical teams, there was no way it was going to get out of there.
It was speculated that the surge was a result of a drop-off in vaccinations for another virus. This one with smallpox.
Well, it's abundantly clear that theory is true.
Oh, it is true.
That's what's happening right now.
Uh-huh.
The vast majority of people who are becoming infected in this outbreak were not vaccinated for smallpox. They're younger. I'm of a certain age where I was vaccinated. The United States stopped vaccinating in 1972. But if you were born before 1972, in the United States, you likely have a pockmark on your left arm or thigh.
Mm-hmm.
It was a global campaign led by the World Health Organization to drive that virus into laboratory freezers. That's the only place it exists right now. Smallpox is the only disease humans have ever eradicated, and that's because it only was in humans. But monkeypox easily infects a lot of different species.
What's the relationship of monkeypox to smallpox?
They're distant relatives. Monkeypox isn't anywhere near as severe.
Mm-hmm.
Smallpox was far more lethal and devastated communities. It was a horrific disease, and this is not the return of smallpox.
In 2003, the U.S. had 47 cases of monkeypox that were linked to pet prairie dogs.
Yeah, there was an importation of small animals from Ghana that were infected with monkeypox that spread to prairie dog pets, who knew, that were sold at pet stores, and people became infected by their pets.
Any deaths in that case?
No.
So, 25 years on, monkeypox is back in the news. What's notable about its resurgence now?
It's never spread to several countries outside of sub-Saharan Africa at the same time.
Huh.
It's on every continent right now other than Antarctica. We've never seen this. Anytime a virus behaves in ways that are different and new, everyone who studies viruses gulps. It's a gulp moment. What's this doing? But I want to stress something. It's not that deadly. It's not that easy to contract. The mutation rate is much, much lower than coronaviruses and other viruses that have RNA as their genetic material. This is a DNA virus. The DNA viruses, by and large, are thought to mutate at a much, much slower rate than RNA viruses. Mm-hmm. This is not COVID-22. Let's be real. It is something we need to be serious about and needs to be contained. It does cause serious disease in some people and can kill people, especially if they have immune-compromised systems. So it's not trivial, but I saw a headline the other day that said, panic. No, not time for panic.
Monkeypox has a incubation period of several weeks and isn't even that easy to identify because doctors really haven't ever seen it here.
Yeah, and it looks like a lot of other lesions. It looks like chickenpox. It looks like herpes.
So there's probably more of it than we know.
Oh, I think there's more of it than we know. The reality is that many people who develop rashes don't seek treatment. And for most people, they're just going to have a mild rash and they're going to recover. As the world goes on red alert about this, doctors and nurses everywhere are thinking monkeypox, and a few weeks ago, they weren't.
About the strain that is circulating now, that one is not particularly lethal, right?
Yeah. The West African strain, which largely comes from Nigeria, but there are other countries, we think, has a 1% case fatality rate. But in the United States and in Europe, there are drugs that can theoretically treat this, and the fatality rate might well be lower.
You said theoretically, and that strikes me as all too true, because we have two different drugs that can treat it, one developed for smallpox.
We just haven't had much experience using drugs to treat monkeypox. And drugs were not available at the time that smallpox was circulating, so it's not as though we had old smallpox drugs that are now available. What happened was we had a fear of bio-attack with smallpox. So drugs were developed to help us should there ever be that horrible scenario of somebody somehow getting a smallpox virus and using it as a weapon. And those drugs were largely evaluated in animal models that used monkeypox sometimes to test them.
Right. And you said it's a misnomer, monkeypox, anyway, that it comes from small rodents. But how did it get the name monkeypox?
It was discovered in a Denmark research laboratory that had imported monkeys from Singapore that developed monkeypox. How they got infected in Singapore? Apparently, those monkeys were housed with other animals, potentially from Africa, because there's never been monkeypox found in Asia. It's just a weird twist of fate.
Globe-trotting monkeys. On a related note, I guess, the Foreign Press Association in Africa has condemned the repeated use of images of African people with monkeypox by North American and UK news outlets. As any other disease, the Foreign Press Association said, it can occur in any region in the world and afflict anyone regardless of race or ethnicity. We condemn the perpetuation of this negative stereotype that assigns calamity to the African race and privilege and immunity to others.
So I think the African Press Association is making an important point. Show your own outbreak. Don't show ours as though this only happens here. But the challenge has to do with what's available and privacy issues. And if you go on to like Getty Images, where a lot of publications get images, there are pictures of Africans with monkeypox. But there also are pictures of hands from the 2003 outbreak in the United States. And at Science Magazine, where I work, that's what we used for the reason that this is not about an outbreak in Africa. There is monkeypox in Africa right now, but that's not why this is attracting international attention.
A disproportionate number of relatively few cases, as you've noted, seem to be among men who have sex with men. And therefore, the theory has been advanced that it's transmitted through sexual contact. Is there enough data to suggest that this is the case?
Monkeypox has never been conclusively shown to be transmitted through sexual contact, but some of the earliest cases here were men who have sex with men, which is a small percent of the population at large. So it was odd that there were these clusters of men who have sex with men. And then it became clear that several of the cases were linked to a sauna in Madrid and to a gay festival in the Canary Islands and to a gay festival in Belgium. And there's a deep concern of ostracizing and blaming people. This is what happened with AIDS, right? Gay people got blamed for HIV. And the reality is HIV is largely transmitted through heterosexual sex. And the fact that it surfaced first in gay men doesn't tell you about how it's transmitted.
All right. So as an infectious disease reporter who's been observing the reporting on monkeypox over the decades, what are the hallmarks of good coverage that listeners should look out for?
Is a case confirmed or is it just suspected? And who's saying this? There are health officials in the United States at the state level or at the CDC level and other countries at the Ministry of Health. Pay attention to what they're saying. Listen to infectious disease doctors, especially if they've seen a case. There is a small group of researchers who have studied monkeypox for many years. They are authorities. Listen to them. As in all new diseases, fear always factors in. Be wary of people who are preying and playing upon fear. Science is all about separating possibility from probability. What is likely? And people who have all the answers right now, watch out, because there are so many questions.
Thanks very much, John.
You bet.
John Cohen is a writer for Science Magazine, where his reporting focuses on infectious diseases. And that's the show. On the Media is produced by Micah Loewinger, Eloise Blondio, Rebecca Clark Callender, Candice Huang, Suzanne Gieber, and the delightful, quietly efficient, imperturbable Max Baltin, who's leaving us this week and who I will deeply miss. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Andrew Nerviano. Katya Rogers is our executive producer. On the Media is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Brooke Gladstone.